Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good afternoon.
I got you, babe.
It's He Said, She Said here on the airwaves, WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Also on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio and Simple Radio apps. Good to have everyone with us. We're here weekly, Monday at 5 p.m. I'm Jeff Carrier.
I'm Mimi Carrier.
And Mimi and I have been busy researching, developing topics, studying, analyzing, and getting ready for today's program. And we invite all of you to join us at 504-556-9696. You can also email us at Jeff, J-E-F-F at WGSO.com. And Mimi, we're just talking about all the different topics we wanted to discuss. Topic A, of course, the border, facilities there, overwhelmed, people coming in at the invitation of Joe Biden. It is beyond a crisis. I call it a catastrophe. And he seemingly is washing his hands of it, not going down there. Neither is Kamala Harris, who's the point person on it, but they haven't had one meeting about it.
She's not the point person on the immigrants coming over. She is the point person on the triangle countries. So that's a completely different thing, Jeff.
Correct. So that's what she's the point person on.
Right.
Okay.
They had to make that clear. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them. Okay. If a tree falls down in the woods and you don't hear it, did it fall?
Okay.
So it's the same thing Obama did. If you don't report on a scandal, or if you don't get a photo op of the scandal, it did not happen.
Because we've seen lots of photos.
Because the press will not report it. So if Biden doesn't go down there and there's photos taken, and then he goes out and answers questions like Ted Cruz and the rest of them did, it did not happen. If Kamala Harris doesn't go down there and then they take pictures of her touring the facilities and then she comes out and does a press conference, it's called deniable plausibility.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, that thing.
Right. Okay. All right. So
yeah, you know the thing. Come on, man.
We have seen pictures,
but that's not the point. The point is that it is not a crisis. It is a crisis if the president goes down there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It is not a crisis if there's not pictures and press conference with it. Okay, so this is the game they play. It is just a game.
An illusion.
And so for them to let COVID in the way they are, they know they are. That's why the CDC, the head of the CDC is talking about doom and gloom and this new surge we're going to see. It's because they know, of course, we're going to have a surge. They're letting all of these people with COVID in.
Yeah, we don't have enough Border Patrol at the border. We don't have enough National Guard. The wall's not finished. On and on and on. And then, of course, Biden invited them to come, and they're flooding in here, and we don't have the facilities for them, we don't have jobs for them, we don't have schools for them, but we do have a stimulus check for them.
We do.
This is another,
like, crazy Biden statement. He says, please come.
Yeah.
And then he's telling everyone, well, we're rounding them up and shipping them back. Why would you tell people to come?
Right.
And then say you're rounding them up and shipping them back.
And he's not doing that.
Which one of those is the lie?
I think the latter.
Both of them.
I think the latter.
Because he says, I didn't say
he did
for them to come.
He did invite people here.
Exactly. And then they're not rounding them up and shipping them back. Why would why would you ask people to make the treacherous journey if you're just going to round them up and send them
back? Well, and the real sad thing is young children are being taken to the
trafficked
border. We saw the photos of little babies being dumped on the other side of the border wall, 14-foot border wall. They were... thankfully found okay. They could have died from that kind of a fall.
Okay, so here's a he said, she said moment, because you and I had this conversation in the car yesterday, and I just was looking at you with, like, disbelief that you do not believe that they are child trafficking children on the border.
I believe...
Like, I literally wanted to take my straw and, like, spit the Coke out at you.
I believe what is going on is a tragedy. I think a lot of people in Central America think that their children can receive a better life and are sending their kids
okay, so you
here.
Think that's the only way the kids are coming?
I think that's why... I think that's why a lot of them are coming here, and I think they're irresponsible parents that are doing that, and maybe some for the wrong motivations, but these kids are coming here, and they're not obviously protected. A lot of them are being abused. I'm seeing the numbers. A lot of young girls are being raped.
And boys.
And boys and women, and who knows, maybe men too. It's a catastrophe.
It's called the rape tree. Have you heard about the rape tree?
And it is not.
Have you?
It is not Donald Trump's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault.
Okay, so you think the only reason these kids are coming up here is because their parents are sending them on the journey? That's the only reason.
I think that's a part of it. Yeah, a big part.
No,
of it.
No, I said. That's the only reason.
No, I think that's a big part of it.
Because that's the only excuse. How else are they coming up here, Jeff Carrere?
I think, you know, there's probably some nefarious people that are probably using them for sex trafficking and other things.
And how are they getting them? How are they mm-hmm. procuring these children?
Maybe paying off parents, stealing these kids.
It's called abduction.
Yeah.
It's called abduction.
Yeah. So...
And why are they abducting them?
Regardless of the reason.
No, I'm not. I'm reclaiming my time.
There are a lot of problems.
Reclaiming my time. Do you know why they abduct them? Because the adults get in mm-hmm. with kids. Period. And when they get to the river,
yeah,
they have to pay the coyote. If they can't afford to pay the coyote, they have to pay it off once they get on the other side with drugs, with slave labor, with any way that these guys see fit. And then what do? They don't need these kids anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't their kids. Yeah. So then what do? I don't know this kid. This kid's unaccompanied.
Yeah. So they dump them. Yeah, and I'm not discounting that at all. I mean, I think you got all kinds of different issues going on, and I think it's a real obvious catastrophe. And
so that five-year...
I think, again...
I'm coming for you.
I think the focus needs to be on Joe Biden and his administration for what they have done in turning on the floodgates here. We didn't have this problem when Donald Trump was president. Okay? That is, I think, the big issue here. When Donald Trump was president, we had security. We had a wall being built. We had Border Patrol in full numbers. We had no catch and release. We had a solution that was happening. Now, we're just 2 months into this administration, and we got an utter catastrophe on our hands. We have kids under bridges. We have these pods. We have 1,700% capacity where they're on top of each other. They've got COVID. They're being let into this country. It is Joe Biden's fault.
Sure.
And that's what I want to put the focus on.
Okay. Now, smuggling drugs and human beings, which is also called trafficking, is a billion-dollar business. The cartels are making out like bandits, like Hunter Biden in the Ukraine. Okay? And this thing started.
Yeah.
That it got implemented right away. They said, oh, my God, he said, let's go in. And they were ready. They were ready. November 3rd, they were ready. So... You also have to look, yes, it's his fault, but you also have to see what's happening on the other side. They denied. Do you remember when Trump said they're not bringing us their best and brightest?
Right.
They're rapists and murderers and child traffickers.
And he said some were good people.
Hello.
Yeah. And it was a, you know, a mix, and he was called anti-Mexican, xenophobe, and racist, and all the other things
which
that they called him.
He ended up having an excellent relationship with the president of Mexico.
Well, I mean, and he ended up doing more, I think, for Mexico than any other president because, you know, he was able to work with them on security. And I think they appreciated that. All right, we'll take a brief time out, take care of some business. When we come back, more issues we'll get into. And, of course, we'll welcome your phone calls. Hey, come join us, 504-556-9696 to join the conversation. It is, he said, she said, right here on the airwaves. Jeff and Mimi Cruer on this busy Monday morning. Quick time out. We'll take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
Listen up to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 8 p.m. for dinner hour. Dinner jackets or straight jackets. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi there, Cindy Clark here. Join me Mondays at 7 for Dinner Time Table Talk about good food, goodwill, and good news. Brought to you by Parish Coffee. Hashtag wake up to Parish.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said right here in the airwaves on WGSO and Jeff Cruer here.
Oh, and Mimi Cruer.
And we want to hear from our folks, Mimi, 504-556-9696. Our buddy Matthew in Metairie's got some comments. Hey, Matthew, good evening.
Hey, Matthew.
Good morning. Well, Liz Cheney let the cat out of the bag. She said that the Republican Party is in danger of becoming the party of the working people.
Oh, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah, apparently, according to Liz Cheney. Meanwhile, on the woke corporation front, United Airlines has joined American Airlines and Delta in denouncing the need for voter ID. So I guess United is joining the group of people that will allow you to board without voter photo ID.
I have to tell you that how disappointing that is to me because I worked for Continental Airlines, as everybody knows, and that they merged with United, and I thought for sure they were going to stay out of it.
Yeah, not quite.
They didn't.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the FAA is putting like some kind of pressure on these corporations to squawk, but, you know, next time you take a conversation with a federal official, record it. James O'Keefe would love to play it on his undercover video exposing
disc. Project Veritas. Yeah. You know, the number
absolutely.
Of woke corporations is increasing exponentially. I mean, it just seems like corporate America is now all woke.
Well, circle back to that article by Molly Ball and the fortifying of the election, which is one of the reasons I never talk about the fact that these young migrant crumb crunchers coming from south of the border may or may not have a COVID, a positive COVID PCR test, because I swear we are walking into a trap of our own making by bringing that up, because they are going to try to lock us down again with COVID-21.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that's going to happen anyway, Matthew.
Just say no.
I think that is
true, but
yeah.
But if you've already given into their premise, see, mm-hmm. and now. It's like whenever a conservative, like, remember when that time Newt Gingrich sat on the couch with Nancy Pelosi about man-made global warming and gave into the premise that carbon dioxide was a pollutant?
Yeah, I remember.
You give into the premise and just say that you've got smarter ways of doing dumb stuff, well, people aren't going to show
that. That was not one of his finer moments. Or when Donald Trump at the White House met with a bunch of legislators to talk gun control. And, fortunately, nothing really came out of that. They did ban bump stocks, but they were really talking about a lot more draconian measures that never happened, thankfully.
Yeah, but, you know, if it's dumb stuff, it's dumb stuff. You can't find smarter ways of doing dumb stuff. Now, I did send you a live stream, and this is longer than the type of material I like to send. It's an hour and a half live stream by Pled Media. And in it, he talks about, in detail, about the Portland Police Department and the ongoing disaster that it is. And
yeah, they're all quitting.
Yeah, why would they stay?
He has a exit interview. One of the exit interviewers, person who is being interviewed for the exit interview, said it's like being on the Titanic, but without the deck chairs or the band.
Right. Yeah,
and for some reason, that cracked me up.
I'm going to check that out, my friend, and I appreciate you sending that. And thank you as always, Matthew in Metairie, 504-556-9696. So. We want to talk about the woke world of corporate America and what is happening with Delta and United and Major League Baseball. And the interesting thing is that some Republicans are fighting back. Now they're saying that maybe they'll take away tax credits from Delta, and some are saying,
and so on and so forth. But I'll tell you,
they'll do this and that. The governor of Texas is not going to throw out the first pitch at a game.
And that's great. So let me explain something as well. When Black Lives Matter comes and threatens to call these companies racist, or if they call a bill racist, or if they do any of this stuff racist, that is extortion. Okay, so they are extorting these companies. If you do not agree with what we are saying, okay, then you do not have the ability or the right to do business. And we will make sure that you do not do business. That is called extortion, okay? We are being extorted with the COVID vaccine, okay? When they say we don't want to open up states because when you open up the state, we lose that carrot, as that doctor said to Don Lemon on CNN, in order to say we won't open up the state unless everyone gets the vaccine. That's extortion. You cannot do that, okay? The only science we've been following is political science. There's not been actual science, because science doesn't move a goal. The goalpost doesn't move on science, and it doesn't move this quickly. It might move, but it takes years to say, okay, well, that's not true. Now we know. Let's move in this direction or that direction. Science is not something that moves at, you know, changing on a weekly basis. It's a slow process.
504-556-9696. My column, you can check it out at townhall.com or americanthinker.com. And it's COVID vaccine passports to hell, and talks about how these passports are extremely dangerous, how it's really an infringement on our rights as Americans, how it leads to more government control. It's another way of telling us what we can and cannot do. We're going to be seeing it now at the airlines. They're, of course, going to be eager to do this. You're going to see it for sporting events and theaters. You're going to see it maybe in some workplaces and schools. Already, Rutgers and Cornell are saying, if you don't have a vaccine, you're not going to be allowed to enroll in the fall semester. I know, Mimi, your daughter goes to University of Alabama. I don't know if they've talked about a vaccine passport, but it looks like more and more colleges and universities are going to be doing that. And that, to me, is scary. That is un-American.
They don't even require the meningitis shot.
It should be up to each and every individual.
And that will kill you. There is no cure for meningitis.
Yeah. It should
and
be,
it is super, super right. spreader.
Well, I mean, they're going to possibly require the COVID vaccine all across
the
country.
And that's fine. You know why? Because we're a capitalistic country. And when people start doing their shenanigans, so the government says, well, we're not going to impose a passport. It's going to be up to local businesses. And they know exactly. I mean, they know exactly. They're going to get mm-hmm. Walmart. You know, they're going to get all these nationally
right.
known companies to do it. Mom and pops, they have already lost so much money over the last year. Do you really think they're going to do anything that's going to keep someone from coming in?
So,
because I promise you, if you say to me, I need to prove that I've had a vaccine, that's none of your business.
Well, and
I will not shop there.
41% of Republicans are saying right now they're not going to get a vaccine.
Right.
So that translates into millions of Americans. And if we're being rejected at Walmart, mom and pops,
first of all,
can take us.
Everyone needs to understand something. Stop going to Walmart. Stop shopping at Amazon. Stop shopping at any of these big box stores because it's just run by China. I'm sorry. Walmart gets everything from China.
Yeah.
Amazon, everything.
And they're woke. They're one of these woke corporations, and they're going to have these vaccine passports too.
Amazon Prime. China owns Hollywood. So when you're watching all these movies, it's China. Okay, so the thing I want to say is, please stop going to those grocery stores. Go, locally in New Orleans.
Mom and pop.
Conseco's. Okay, Zapardo's.
I would have said Rouse's.
Bromart.
Until recently.
All of these types of stores. Any corner store.
Yeah.
Okay? That's where you need to go. And I know Walmart's cheaper. But guess what? Walmart's cheaper, but they're also injecting all of their meat with steroids.
Well, and they're also really in the pocket of China. And a lot of their goods are Chinese goods. And they're really part of this leftist turn that we've seen. In corporate America, it's really very, very disturbing. All right.
Real quick.
Hang on. We're up against the clock. You can come back and reclaim your time, although you've had a lot of time. We'll come back and take some calls and let some of the callers in.
You only had 4 hours this morning, mister.
504-556-9696. We want to hear from them, too, and get their views on all these issues. And also, we want to get into the whole debate about... Major League Baseball and the passports. And also we'll talk about some local issues, including the crime situation and more. Keep it right here on He Said, She Said. It's WGSO. We'll be right back.
WGSO from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You can chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. The state legislative auditor finds about $405 million in unemployment insurance was paid out to ineligible recipients last year. Auditor Chris McGee says they found the error by using the program wage data,
which employers report to the Louisiana Workforce Commission for their employees. We found that there were individuals who earned more than $247 a week, but were receiving these unemployment benefits.
And a bill banning K-12 schools from teaching divisive concepts, like the idea that the U.S. is systemically racist, is filed for the upcoming legislative session. House Education Chairman Ray Garofalo says that claim shouldn't be taught.
I haven't seen evidence that we are fundamentally racist. Do we have problems with racism? Absolutely. But is it a fundamental problem? Is it systemic? Is it institutionalized? I haven't seen evidence that that's the case.
The bills receive pushback from those who advocate teaching that the U.S. through slavery was founded on racism and has maintained a legacy of institutional racism. LRN.
Don't just work on your property, enjoy it. Right now at Sunshine, we have low monthly payment options on our John Deere 1025R tractor package and gators, with payments starting as low as $150 on gators and $199 for the 1025R tractor package. Now's the time to get powered by Sunshine. Learn about our extended warranty options and apply for financing online at sunequip.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends May 3rd, 2021.
Tiger Red.
Tiger Red.
Here we go, here we go.
Are you ready for some football?
Here at Tiger Rag, we know this is the most anticipated football season since last football season. You want fluff? Eat a marshmallow.
I like the taste.
But if you want the dirt, Tiger Rag's got the shovel. The only way to get more info on LSU sports is by wiretapping a coach. Tiger Rag Magazine. On newsstands today and online at Tiger Rag.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
For conservative news and conversation about local and national topics.
We are here to fight for our freedoms and to remind you that America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
So listen to us every Thursday at 5 p.m. for Liberty or Lockdown on WGSO 990 AM.
Y'all tune in to Clay and Huck.
Hey, Mitch Gibbs here, and want you to join me in person or by listening to WGSO Radio 990 AM or on the web at WGSO.com to our fifth and exciting season of In the Paint, where we will talk New Orleans Pelicans basketball and some college basketball as well throughout the season, live from 1 to 2 p.m. every Thursday afternoon at world-famous R&O's Restaurant on Old Hammond Highway in historic Bucktown, Louisiana.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruere here.
Mimi Cruere.
And we are excited to talk about some more issues and bring some calls on at 504-556-9696. And let's welcome our good friend, our fired up friend, Cajun Buccaneer. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, brother and sister, patriotic Cajun Buccaneers. The real truth about the ever-increasing, ongoing attack and invasion of our home and nation, America, is that all of this was well-funded and pre-planned by modern-day servants of Satan, like King George Satan Soros, Bill the Gates of Hell, and the evil current residents of the White House. The rigging of our presidential election, the pre-planned scamdemic, and the death and destruction of our lawful republic, America, can be stopped, reversed, and defeated. All of us must submit ourselves to godly law and Jesus Christ. Resist the devil and they shall flee. Resistance is freedom. Freedom is resistance. Do not mask up. Do not vaccinate. Vaccination is assassination, extermination, black magic, and the elimination of our godly nation. We are not lab rats and ATM machines or guinea pigs. We are not servant slaves and prisoners of any evil, dark 666 executive orders. Wake up, America. Amen.
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 Cajun Buccaneer. 504-556-9696. Interesting email here from Miss Janice. Mimi, Joe Biden's $2.5 trillion infrastructure spending spree will include $20 billion earmarked for actually destroying highways because they have deemed to be racist.
Claiborne.
The administration pointed to the Claiborne Expressway in New Orleans and Interstate 81 in Syracuse, New York, as two examples of longstanding and persistent racial injustice.
And this is true. And the Claiborne Expressway is because of one woman, and she's been screaming about this for years. And the deal is that Biden, he named this by name. Where do you think he got... You think he knows what the Claiborne Expressway is? Where do you think he got that, Jeff?
He might have gotten it from Cedric Richmond.
Might have?
The Biden infrastructure bill is now saying that these expressways, I guess, need to go. I guess they want to tear down the Claiborne Expressway.
Can you think of a better use of our funds?
And so not only do we have individuals that are racist, I guess highways can be racist,
well,
too.
Well, Claiborne...
Yeah.
Claiborne's up for renaming.
Yeah, so we have to just tear it down or just rename it?
Well, because they're saying, I think it has in part to do with the name, but I think what they were saying is that when they put the Claiborne Expressway up there, it got rid of local businesses that were in the way. They sort of fell by the wayside. There's no green space. Apparently there was some green space there. Well, it's an expressway, people. Put your green space underneath the overpass.
Well, I mean, they could do other things. I mean, there's plenty of other green space in New Orleans that it gets trashed on a regular basis. So it's not like we don't have green space. We got lots of green space. But unfortunately, just like everything else in New Orleans, it's not cared for very well.
And let me ask you this. All of the black community that love to go underneath the Claiborne underpass, love it. They love to second line under there. They do it every weekend. If you were to ask them, should we get rid of the Claiborne Expressway and then you can't second line under here anymore or because it's green space and you can't do that? Or should we keep it and allow your lives to continue as they have for decades?
What Pete Buttigieg is saying is that black and brown neighborhoods have been disproportionately divided by highway projects or left isolated by the lack of adequate transit or transportation resources. In the Biden-Harris administration, we will make righting these wrongs an imperative. So how are they going to do that? Tear it down? I'm just curious.
Let me ask you. Doesn't RTA at some junctions get up on the interstate?
I mean, I think so, yeah.
Claiborne Expressway. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you tear down the Claiborne Expressway, now that bus is going to hit, like, what, 20 red lights? I know people that live at... Okay, my favorite guy... I make friends with all the people at the fast food. My favorite McDonald's. He literally lives in the 9th Ward, and he takes the bus all the way from the 9th Ward over to...
McDonald's?
Jefferson Highway and Causeway, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long that takes?
A while.
Hours. So, you know, you get rid of that Causeway Expressway, and it really... Claiborne Expressway. Yeah. It's going to impede... It's actually going to have an adverse effect. But because they care about virtue signaling, they don't care about people.
It's a $2.5 trillion infrastructure spending spree, and $621 billion is for transportation. So, Mimi, you subtract... $621 billion from $2.5 trillion, you're still going to have $1.9 trillion that has nothing to do with infrastructure.
You know, all the Democrats know how to do is destroy.
Mm-hmm.
They want to remove things. They want to remove...
Monuments.
Claiborne. They want to remove monuments. They want to change names. And then when they... In other arenas, they just throw money at it. Okay, so the problem? Well, we just throw some money at it, and it's okay. No, it's not. It's a Band-Aid. You've done nothing.
Well, they put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound that they created because liberal policies never work, and liberal policies just lead to more misery. And all these Democrat cities across the nation are horribly managed, and they have horrible drug problems, infrastructure, poverty, crime, horrible schools, and it's because these philosophies don't work. And just throwing money, if throwing money at the problem solved it, we would have solved it decades ago. The great society would have solved it. It didn't solve it.
Look what they're doing to the police force. They're destroying it. They're taking it down. That's all they know how to do is take things down and then throw money at it.
All right, let's get some more calls in. 504-556-9696. It's He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO. And let's welcome our good friend. We saw him Friday. He came by the crawfish boil. Our friend, the Flaming Conservative, is with us. How are you? Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon, King Jeff. And good afternoon, Queen Mimi.
Hey.
First of all, it was an honor to meet you. You look better in person than you do on pictures.
Very nice of you, Flaming Conservative.
And I was honored to share my crawfish with me, with Queen.
Yes. Thank you.
We enjoyed having you there, sir. Thank you, Flaming Conservative.
Thanks for supporting the cause.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, these monument removals, that is a scam by, who's this guy who runs that's buddy-buddy with Mitch Landrieu?
Walter Isaacson.
Yes. And who do you think paid to have these monuments removed? You?
The Aspen Institute?
Yeah, it came out of our pockets, I bet, via
it did.
Taxes.
What he did was he took money, and then he reappropriated it. So I know there was a $40 million project on the West Bank, and it's like there's an abandoned building over there that used to be some sort of medical facility. And they were given from Katrina $40 million to fix it. Well, guess how much it was to take all those monuments down?
Yeah.
$40 million.
So he shuffled money around, and he misappropriated use of firemen, and he paid a lot of money for these security people to come in from Dallas.
Trident.
And, you know, it just really, it laid the groundwork for a lot of this horror that we're seeing across the country, Flaming Conservative. Mitch Landrieu bears the brunt of responsibility for a lot of this.
He's got a new name now, Mitch Landrieu Obama.
I know you like to put the Obama name on the back or the Trump name, depending on their view.
Yes. If they're really bad, they get the last name Clinton. If they really honorable, get the last name of Reagan.
Good.
There you go. That's a good one. I'd take even Reagan or Trump there, Flaming Conservative.
Jeff Cruer Reagan.
There you go.
And I'm Mimi Cruer Trump.
All right. Hey, thank you, my friend. It was great seeing you Friday. Appreciate you coming by, and we really enjoyed seeing you.
So Mitch Landrieu was busy on Don Lemon's show on CNN, and he was saying that it is not up to a black person to explain systematic racism to a white person. Okay, so he's out there dividing and conquering all over again. And I think that he must be trying to write another book, and it's going to call How to Talk to Woke Black People for Dummies.
He's looking for a buck. He's looking for exposure. He was hoping the Monument deal would lead to a presidential run. It didn't. All he got out of it was a stupid CNN gig and a lame nonprofit group that I get these emails from him, and it's all about how woke can I be and how progressive can I sound and how can I mimic every talking point from the Aspen Institute. I mean, the guy is a disaster. He's an embarrassment.
You ever had a problem talking to black people?
No, and I don't need Mitch Landrieu to tell me how to do it. I don't need Mitch Landrieu to tell me how to do anything. He's wrong in everything he has done.
I'm going to tell you, the majority of this city has never had a problem talking to black people. If anything, what do we always say? We're a gumbo. We're made up of different cultures.
And you know what, Mimi? We have always gotten along in this city.
Always.
We've had things to bring us together, from Mardi Gras to the Saints to other traditions. People like Mitch Landrieu divided New Orleans a lot more than bringing people together. And he created a lot of the racial strife.
By design. They want us to hate each other. Like Charles Barkley said.
And it's he's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
And Mitch Landrieu, for that reason, I think will go down as maybe the worst mayor in New Orleans history. I think he's even worse than LaToya Cantrell.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a disaster, by the way.
100.
And we need someone to run against her. All right, a quick timeout. More coming your way right here on WGSO.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
All GC Rick Manning joins us of Americans for Limited Government. We'll discuss whether baseball deserves antitrust exemptions or whether Congress should end it. We'll also discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Who loves you, Jeff Cruer?
Yes. Who loves you, Mimi Cruer?
This girl.
All right. We got a lot to talk about here. We'll squeeze in as much as we can in the final segment at 504-556-9696. And we've been talking about an array of issues here this evening. Everything from monuments to what's going on at the border to COVID. Vaccine passports to what's happening in Atlanta, and of course the whole issue of the Georgia Voter Integrity Bill, which I think is a great bill that these woke corporations are now got up in arms about, going to boycott the state of Georgia. So now we're going to boycott them.
I have a question for you. Now that the border has been attacked with insurgents, And we are letting go people with COVID all over the country. If they try to implement another lockdown, now that we know that they've done this other thing, are you going to abide?
Am I going to abide by what?
If they try to do another lockdown.
No.
You know what?
No.
As far as I'm concerned, if somebody tells me to put a mask on,
yeah.
I'm going to say, no, the government is letting all these people with COVID in. I'm not.
Right. I mean, I think at this point, we need to live our lives. We need to encourage people to get back to work. Every school in America should be open. What is going on in the classrooms is an outrage.
The whole key to this whole thing was the vaccine.
Yeah.
It was not COVID. Because when you hear them say, we will not open the state until you take the vaccine, thereby extorting America, it was never about COVID. It's about this vaccine. And why do they have a PR campaign?
Well, they're trying to encourage everybody to take the vaccine. And what I'm saying is there's some side effects. And we know of people that have died.
Yes.
And we also know people that have had bad side effects, and I'm just not comfortable taking it. I know a lot of people are, and great. I mean, that's America. If you want to take it, you take it. But if you don't, you don't.
But isn't it suspicious that they have to have a PR campaign
for
a vaccine? I mean,
right. This
mask up, sleeves up.
So they're pushing the mask and they're pushing the vaccines, and that makes me worried about both of them.
I say, mask up, sleeves up, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing this anymore. A PR campaign? Mm-hmm. That is very suspicious.
Yeah, it is. It is. Let's take some more calls. 504-556-9696. Our good friend with us, Rusty, in Jefferson, checking in. What's happening, Rusty?
Good evening, guys. Mimi, Jeff.
Hey.
Let me just say this for 3 seconds, and I'm going to ask you a question and a comment. I think we have to start considering somewhere along the road seceding from what is obviously going to become a Marxist government. I think we need to bring it into conversation. But that being said, I got to
ask. I agree.
Thank you, Mimi. But that being said, you were talking about Walmart going along with all these passport identifications for the vaccine. You know, but even the little stores, even the mom-and-pop stores require a mask. So we're not so sure what's going to happen here if they require everyone to have a vaccine, or at least they do it like they're doing with the
Well, I do know of a local establishment that I go to all the time that is a place that does not require a mask.
See, and that's what's going to happen.
And I enjoy going there. That's why I keep going there.
We're going to gravitate to businesses that have not lost their minds.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this.
That does that?
Yes, and I don't know if they want me to say it on the air because they might get in trouble, but you can contact me and I'll send you the information, Rusty, off air. But
Is it a grocery store?
No, it's a shop. It's a place where you can get something to eat or drink.
Oh, okay.
It's a place I go to a lot.
That helps a little bit. I was listening to a show last night, this guy named Daryl Dumas, and he was saying that they're aiming to stop people from voting without the passport, too.
Right.
And, but you need
I agree with it.
But you need an ID to get the passport. You can't have a passport.
Well, you need an ID to get a COVID test. You need an ID to get a vaccine.
To get the vaccine.
So it's crazy to think that they're giving Georgia trouble for mandating an ID to vote they want you to have an ID to go get a vaccine.
So what they should do is tell everyone you can't vote without the COVID passport, because we all know they couldn't have got the passport without the ID.
Yeah, well, I don't want that because I'm not going to get a vaccine.
Society, having any presence in society. And again, if that should happen, if we're in post-constitutional America, we need to start considering what we're going to do if you can't, 2 months from now, Jeff, when you can't shot, when everyone has had the vaccine and you don't take it, and they say to you can't do this and that, what are the alternatives did you have?
I know, and that is something that I'm thinking of right now. I'm not going to change my mind on the vaccine, and it's something that I just do not believe in, and I'm not going to take it. So I do think I might have to find another place to live. Might have to go to Florida, because that's a governor right there who said, hey, we're not going to have any vaccine passports here. And unfortunately, we live in a state governed by a super liberal governor, John Bel Edwards. He's never going to do anything like that.
Well, we don't have, listen, then we just don't do this or that. I don't have to go to a Saints game. I don't have to go to a basketball game.
Yeah, but what they're
going to
do is they're going to keep ratcheting it up. They're going to say, all right, well, you're not going to be able to go to a Saints game. All right, you're not going to be able to travel. All right, you're not going to be able to go to this store.
Then I don't travel.
Then you're not going to be able to that store. They're going to keep limiting what you can do.
They can't. Mom and pop is...
And pretty soon, you're not going to have much what you're going to be able to do without one of these vaccines.
No, mom and pop...
Unless you live in a state that doesn't require it.
Reclaiming.
So that's the only thing about Florida, which is so good.
Reclaiming my time, please.
Okay, you think the mom and pops are going to say, hey, you can come on in without
They've
one.
Lost enough.
Yeah,
I would hope
some would.
You would have to put COVID over your economic stability.
Yeah. Okay, but let's get back, and I thank you for your call, Rusty. Let's get back to the mask mandates. Some states have gotten rid of the mask mandate, and those are states that I give a lot of credit to. We have one here. We know of a few places that don't require masks here, but most people, even mom and pop stores, are requiring it here. So if they start requiring a vaccine here, I think a lot of mom and pops are going to go along with them too.
When you and I go out, what happens? We go into the store. What happens? What am I doing that you're not doing?
But I mean, that's a different point. I'm talking about the mom and pops. They are requiring the mask mandates. They're going to follow along with the COVID vaccine.
They all have the sign on the door. I walk in.
Okay, but you rather be in an area where there's freedom, where the governor has already said, we're not going to have any of these mandates
here? I took my own freedom.
Here.
I took it. But wait. So what was... There is a very popular cafeteria, I'm going to be very careful, that starts with the letter P, all right?
All right.
And the last rhymes with chili, okay? So they have a mask mandate. It's all over their windows. Here comes my husband, and he's like always putting the mask on. I said, can you just wait to be told to put it on? Like, you don't need to put it on. So wait. So we get in. Everybody in there has a mask. Everybody. But not the lone memester. So I go get my tray. I'm coming down the line. I totally order.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not just one thing you order. You got to order your entree. Then you get to order the
All right. But that's...
And what happened?
That's a different situation.
Tell everybody what happened.
Well, I mean, fortunately, they didn't say anything to you, which is good.
See,
I prefer going into places where you don't see that on the door. And there are a few places that don't have that sign on the
door.
You
have to push it. Not put it on.
But the thing is, it's a comfortable situation where you're in an area where you don't have the mandate, where you don't have people breathing down your neck about it. And unfortunately, here in Louisiana, we don't. And that's my problem with what's going on. Let's squeeze in Tom in Covington. Hey, Tom, what's going on? How are you? Good evening.
Oh, I'm pretty good, but...
Good to hear from you. Long time no hear, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of even radio news, and I don't watch TV news, period.
Yeah.
But when you turn on the radio, most of the time it's like listening to Radio Moscow.
You're right.
Yep.
Or Tokyo Rose. And so many people in this country know nothing about communism, so they don't recognize all the stuff that's going on. It's communism in action. And
correct.
And Buttigieg is a total hypocrite because in El Paso, he was trying to run out the poor Mexicans in an area that his father-in-law wanted to take over and use for a multi-billion-dollar project.
Well, unfortunately, Tom, we're going to have to roll, but let me say this. I agree with you about the news. The news that we have on WGSO is better than most. It's still slants liberal, but it's better than most of them. And we tried to find the most independent, the most unbiased that we could. So it's difficult.
Okay, final word. Push back. Don't wear your mask. And listen, shop local.
All right.
Shop local.
There you go. Folks, we'll see you next week. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
WGSO, from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO.
Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours. And as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
As people take a closer look at President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan, the president at the White House says everyone knows we need to fix our crumbling roads and bridges.
We're talking about making sure that you take asbestos out of schools. That's infrastructure. We're talking about building high-speed rail, that's infrastructure. We're talking about making sure you're in a situation where you can redo some of the federal buildings that are just absolutely leaking energy every single day. That's infrastructure. In addition to roads and bridges and highways and broadband.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is pushing for a minimum tax on multinational corporations to level the playing field on a global scale. Yellen saying it's needed to spur innovation, growth, and prosperity. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it. Unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. Trustednewspaper.com.
Reaction still coming in to a decision made by Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple of real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's according to White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. Slavitt, though, repeating the warning that this is not the time to let our guard down. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CBP says 171,000 illegal immigrants were arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border in March.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what we needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies, and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot mm-hmm. of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Norwegian Cruise Line is pitching a new travel plan to the CDC in order to restart sailing in the near future. The cruise line plans to require vaccinations for all guests and crew and hopes to have its sail order lifted and begin sailing in July. The CDC still has a no-sail order for cruise ships from U.S. ports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Vitamin Mineral.
Rain chance increasing tomorrow a little bit, but not a whole lot yet. And then we'll have another chance Wednesday afternoon as well. Otherwise, partly cloudy afternoons to occasionally cloudy. Early morning tomorrow, beginning the day in the 50s to low 60s, but it's warming back into the upper 70s to near 80 tomorrow. With that chance of a storm and some clouds Wednesday, the highs will be near 80. And then Wednesday night and Thursday, better chance some could be strong. Morning low 60s. Afternoon Thursday, scattered activity in the 80 to low 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio.